Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Welcome to another deep dive, this time into prompt engineering. Seems like everyone's talking about it these days.
It really is everywhere.
Yeah, from like tech experts to marketers to, you know, just about anyone who's interested in AI.
Absolutely.
And I think they're right to be excited.
Yeah.
We're going to explore what prompt engineering is, why it matters, and how to actually do it well. You might be surprised to learn that the best prompts aren't just about giving commands. There's like a real art to it.
Yeah. There's a subtlety there for sure.
Yeah. So to guide our exploration, we've got two great sources. Insights from Shelley Palmer. He's a tech CEO.
Okay.
And then a comprehensive guide from Google Cloud.
Sounds good.
So it's fascinating how prompt engineering has gone from like this niche skill to something that can really benefit anyone, like no matter what you do.
It's true. And you know, it's a pretty new field, but it's taken off so quickly because it's so practical.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference in how we can use AI.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is prompt engineering?
Basically, it's all about crafting input to guide AI models.
Okay.
Like ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, all those tools that are out there. Think of these models as like incredibly powerful tools, but they need the right instructions to deliver really impressive results.
Okay.
So that's where prompt engineering comes in.
So it's like giving really detailed directions, like not just saying go to the store, but providing like a step-by-step roadmap.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. And just like with a good set of directions, a well-crafted prompt helps the AI to like avoid wrong turns,
right,
dead ends, and those moments where it seems like it's just making stuff up.
Yeah.
We call that hallucination in the AI world.
Hallucination, wow.
But by giving the AI clearer instructions, we get better results, right?
Yes, more reliable results.
Exactly. So prompt engineering is really about getting more control over the AI and helping you unlock its full potential.
Okay, that makes total sense. But Shelley Palmer, he throws in a bit of a curveball with this idea of pre-prompts and post-prompts. What are those all about?
Yeah. These are interesting techniques for adding an extra layer of guidance. So a pre-prompt sets the stage kind of by giving the AI a specific role or persona. So for example, if you're seeking marketing advice, you could tell the AI, you are a seasoned marketing strategist with deep expertise in AI.
So we're not just asking a question, we're giving it like a specific perspective to work from.
Right. It helps to focus the AI's thinking in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
And then a post-prompt is like a follow-up question that encourages the AI to refine its response. Shelley Palmer actually has a favorite one he uses. He says, ask me clarifying questions until you're 95% sure you can complete the task successfully.
It's like we're having a mini conversation with the AI before it even gives us the final answer.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
It's really interesting. So we got pre-prompts set on the stage.
Right.
And post-prompts guiding the process.
Yeah.
But then Shelley Palmer also says there's a whole spectrum of prompt types.
There are, yeah.
From instructive to creative to analytical. So I'm starting to see how much depth there is to this.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot more to explore here. And the Google Cloud Guide we have actually digs into even more specific types of prompts, like prompts for generating code or editing images.
Wait, hold on. You're saying we can use prompts to create entirely new things, not just like write text?
That's right. So let's say you want the AI to generate code,
okay,
for a Python function. You could, with the right prompt, you could guide it to actually produce that code, which would save you so much time and effort.
This is blowing my mind a little bit, but it also raises a big question. If there are all these different prompt types and techniques, how do we know which ones to use?
Yeah. That's where understanding the core strategies for writing effective prompts comes in, and that's where the Google Cloud Guide really shines. They outline 6 key strategies that can help anyone improve their prompt engineering skills.
Okay, I am ready. Lay it on me. What are the secrets?
Okay, well, the first one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Setting clear goals. You need to be crystal clear about what you want the AI to accomplish.
So instead of vaguely saying, like, write something about climate change, a better prompt would be, write a persuasive essay arguing for stricter carbon emission regulations.
Exactly, yeah. That second prompt gives the AI a specific direction and purpose.
I'm starting to see how much clarity matters in this process.
Yeah, it's essential. And that leads us right into the second strategy, providing context. Think of it like giving the AI background information so it can better understand the task at hand.
So if I'm asking it to analyze a financial report, I shouldn't just say, analyze this. I should provide some background like, based on the attached financial report, analyze the company's profitability over the past 5 years.
Exactly. You got it. Context helps the AI focus on the most relevant information. And avoid going off on tangents, which can happen. And it's especially important when you're dealing with complex or specialized topics.
Okay, two down, four to go. What's the next strategy for crafting, like, a killer prompt?
Okay, so this one's called few-shot prompting. And it's all about giving the AI examples to learn from.
So instead of just telling the AI to be funny, I could provide a few examples of humorous sentences to, like, show it what I mean.
Exactly, yeah. It's like giving a student some sample problems before a test. It helps the AI to understand the style or the tone or format you're looking for.
I like it. So clear goals, context, and examples. What else do we need to keep in mind?
Well, building on that idea of clarity, the fourth strategy is be specific.
I'm sensing a theme here. The more specific we are, the better the AI understands what we want.
Precisely. Vague prompts lead to vague results. Instead of asking for a long poem, you could say, write a sonnet with 14 lines that explores themes of love and loss.
Wow.
That level of detail really helps the AI to deliver exactly what you're looking for.
Okay. I'm definitely seeing how powerful specificity can be. What's next on our list?
Strategy number 5 is all about iteration and experimentation. Prompt engineering isn't a one-and-done kind of thing.
So we need to be willing to try different approaches, tweak our prompts, and see what works best.
Exactly. Yeah, play around with different phrasing, adjust the level of detail, experiment with different prompt length. It's an ongoing process of refinement.
So even the experts are constantly, like, experimenting and learning as they go.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's part of what makes prompt engineering so dynamic and exciting.
This is all incredibly helpful.
Okay.
And we've still got one more strategy to uncover. What's the final piece of the puzzle?
It's called chain of thought prompting, and this is where things get really interesting. It encourages the AI to think step by step.
Oh.
So breaking down complex problems into smaller, more manageable chunks.
So instead of asking for, like, a straight answer, we're guiding the AI through the reasoning process.
Right.
Almost like we're saying, show your work.
Exactly. Yeah. You might give the AI a problem, like, John has 5 apples and eats 2. How many apples does he have left?
Right.
And then you'd kind of walk the AI through each step of the logic, encouraging it to, like, articulate its thought process.
That's fascinating. So it's like we're getting a glimpse into how the AI arrived at the solution, not just the solution itself.
Exactly. That transparency can be incredibly valuable, especially when you're working with, like, complex or high stakes problems where you really need to understand how the AI is making decisions.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, from setting clear goals and providing context to using examples, being specific, iterating, and even encouraging the AI to, like, think step by step. It's clear that prompt engineering is a skill, not just like a random set of commands.
It really is. And like any skill, it takes practice and refinement. But the Google Cloud Guide we've been discussing highlights why it's worth the effort.
Let's talk about those benefits.
Yeah.
Why should our listeners care about prompt engineering? What's in it for them?
Well, first and foremost, good prompt engineering leads to better model performance.
Okay.
It's about getting more accurate, relevant, and informative outputs from these powerful AI tools that we have at our disposal.
So it's not just about using AI, it's about using it effectively.
Exactly. And beyond performance, prompt engineering can help us to get more responsible and reliable results.
Okay.
It gives us greater control over the AI's behavior, ensuring that its responses actually align with our goals and our values.
So we're not just getting, like, better answers. We're getting answers that we can trust.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And with that increased control also comes a better user experience.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, think about it. Clear, well-structured prompts actually make it easier for anyone to interact with AI, regardless of their technical expertise.
So prompt engineering can make AI more accessible and user-friendly for everyone.
Absolutely. It's about breaking down those barriers and making these incredible tools more intuitive and beneficial for a wider range of people.
This is pretty amazing to think that something as seemingly simple as crafting better prompts can have such a profound impact on how we interact with AI and what we can achieve with it. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I agree. And as AI continues to evolve and become more integrated into our lives, prompt engineering will become an even more valuable skill.
So for our listeners who are just starting to explore this world, what's the key takeaway? What should they keep in mind as they embark on their prompt engineering journey?
I think the most important thing to remember is that it's a learning process. It's about experimentation, iteration, and willingness to try new things. Don't be afraid to play around with different prompt structures, techniques, and styles.
It's like learning any new language. You need to practice and immerse yourself in it to really become fluent.
Exactly. And the more you practice, the more you'll discover the incredible power and potential of prompt engineering.
This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought, something to really ponder. We've been focusing on how prompt engineering unlocks the potential of AI. But what if thinking more like a prompt engineer could actually change how we approach problem solving in general?
That's a fascinating idea. It's like we've stumbled upon this hidden superpower that we can apply to any challenge.
Think about those core principles we discussed. Clear goals, context specificity, breaking things down into steps, iterating. Aren't those the hallmarks of effective problem solving in any field?
They absolutely are. Whether you're writing a business plan or designing a product or even just organizing your closet, those principles can help you achieve better results. It's about thinking strategically, communicating clearly, and constantly refining your approach.
So maybe prompt engineering isn't just a tech skill. Maybe it's a life skill. Who knew AI could teach us so much about ourselves?
It's all about recognizing those underlying patterns and applying them creatively to new situations. That's the beauty of learning and exploration.
I'm feeling so inspired right now, and I hope our listeners are too. So as we conclude our deep dive into the world of prompt engineering, I have one final challenge for you all. Go out and try writing some prompts yourselves.
You might be surprised at what you can create and how this new way of thinking can actually unlock your own potential.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey of discovery. And until next time, keep on learning, keep on exploring, and keep on diving deep.
It's funny, we often think about AI as something that learns from us.
Right.
But with prompt engineering, it feels like we're learning from AI.
Yeah, I think that's a really insightful observation. It's like AI is holding up this mirror.
Yeah.
Showing us these new ways to think and to approach challenges.
Exactly. And what's so exciting is that these principles, like these prompt engineering superpowers, can be applied to so many areas of life.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
You know, it's about taking that same level of intentionality.
Yeah.
That same focus on clarity and specificity and applying it to like any problem we're trying to solve.
Exactly.
Think about it this way. Let's say you're planning a vacation.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, I want to go somewhere warm.
Right.
You could like approach it like a prompt engineer.
I like that.
You'd start by defining those clear goals.
Right.
What kind of experience are you even looking for?
Relaxation, adventure, cultural immersion.
Exactly.
And then you add context.
Yeah.
Like, what's your budget? How much time do you have? What are your travel preferences?
It's like giving the AI those constraints.
Yes.
Right, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
And by providing those details, you're setting the stage for like a more successful outcome.
Totally.
It's the same principle we apply when we're crafting those prompts for AI.
And just like with prompt engineering, you might need to like iterate and experiment.
Yeah.
Maybe your initial destination doesn't quite fit the bill.
Right.
So you adjust your search parameters, explore different options, until you find that like perfect match.
It's that same process of refinement and optimization that leads to the best results, whether we're working with AI or planning a dream vacation.
I love that analogy. It really highlights how prompt engineering isn't just this technical skill. It's like a way of thinking.
Totally.
That can empower us in all aspects of life.
It's about becoming more conscious, more deliberate in how we approach problems and taking those lessons that we've learned from the world of AI and applying them to the real world.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into the world of prompt engineering. We've explored what it is, why it matters, and how those core principles can even help us become better thinkers, better problem solvers.
It really has been a fascinating journey. And I hope that our listeners are walking away with a newfound appreciation for the power of prompt engineering.
And maybe even a little bit of AI inspiration to apply to their own lives.
Absolutely.
So until next time, keep those prompts sharp, keep those minds curious, and keep on diving deep.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.